Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on August 5th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently. How's that? Produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, visit www.ghostlytalk.com.
On the phone as we speak, Topher Young is here to give us an update on Unicon.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
A local here to Michigan, psychic Christy Robinette, will be joining us later on. Joey Ward from the West Georgia Paranormal Research Society drops in. And finally, David Farkas will be teaching us about stigmatized real estate. Cover a busy night tonight.
So first question I have is, what are you guys doing on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m.? If you want to listen to Ghostly Talk live, if you're not around a computer or whatever, you can do so on the cell phone kind of telephone. Just the only thing is, it's a long distance number, so make sure that your package has long distance included.
It's the weekend. Come on, who doesn't have a package?
Unlimited for that? Nights and weekends. Area code 605-475-8590. And then when the nice operator lady recording thing asks you for a number, you put in conference ID 555-1081 and press the pound sign. That'll join you into our conference. We broadcast live to that conference, to that cell phone streaming conference thingy. And, of course, that's also the only way to participate in our giveaways.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that, Doug, because, again, this week, don't know when, don't know how, don't know where it's going to happen. We're going to be having another trivia question. And the first person to call in, will get their own spanking brand new free ticket to the Mid-South Paranormal Conference that's going on in September. I always forget the date. It's the third weekend of September.
Yeah.
I'll remember it when it's
We'll be there.
We'll be there. Go to the site. It's on there. But you'll be getting your... basically, we will announce the question sometime during the show here tonight, and... if you're the first person to call into the conference line and answer the question, you will win a ticket.
So write this down, 605-475-8590. Mm-hmm. Then when the nice lady asks you for one, you type in 555-1081 pound as the conference ID number.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in. You're listening live in real time.
Ghostly
Talk, 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Sundays.
Got to start the show off on a down note, unfortunately.
I know. This is so sad.
This is so sad. What was it, Tuesday night, I believe? I got home. Well, Wednesday night. We were all out with MFPS for Rabbits Going Away party. I got home that night after we were all on the porch talking and stuff. I come up here, check my email, and what do I have? An email from Tuesday Miles, a previous guest on Ghostly Talk, who was letting me know that Peter James passed away on July 31st. He passed away in his sleep. But still, nonetheless, he went peacefully, but it was still a very sad thing, I think, for the whole paranormal community.
Oh, yeah. So, he did a lot of work with the Queen Mary
On
television, and very, very, you know, out there guy. I mean, he really, really put...
He's been around longer than any of us have.
Put forward. Yeah. He's been, yeah, he's just always been there for us, and now...
I think it was one of the only guests, you know, and I it may be, I mean, the one thing that came to mind was with concern to Peter James. He was the only guest, I think, that we ever, well, Doug. Doug.
Ever. I just wonder if he's hanging around... I wonder if he's hanging around the cemetery.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you know, and that's, he now he knows. That's
he
what,
knows, I don't
that's
know
what
yet.
That's what the fascinating thing is for someone who's spent his life
well, working
hopefully
on in
this.
40 years or so, I'll ask him.
Yeah, but. Exactly. But it's a very sad occasion, and our heart goes out to his family and all of his friends, you know, who have to put, you know, have to deal with this, which is going to be very rough. But I think, I definitely think knowing who Peter was and the work that he did, I think he's in a way better place now, so... good luck to you. We salute you, Peter. Sorry to the family, though. It's kind of hard to phrase things like this and get words out because you don't know what to say. But you want to let people know what you're thinking about. And we have been thinking about them all week. So, everybody, there actually is a link on the homepage you can go to. I put up a little blurb on the website on Ghostly Talk where you can go and to the Peter James Memorial site. And there's a guest book on there you can sign and leave your thoughts and stuff for his family. His family will be reading that directly. So we encourage you to go there and check that out and definitely sign the guest book and leave your thoughts. All right. It really sucks. I mean, this has been happening, and it really bums me out, man.
But then from that on to much happier notes.
Oh, yeah.
What's one of my favorite things in the paranormal?
Oh, God, let's think about this for a second.
Horse. Oh. I'm kidding.
Yes, there's so many of those.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So far, nobody gives me the time of day, let alone...
Public haunts.
Public haunts, yes.
Drugs.
Yes.
Drugs,
yes. The drugs. They're a must. And the alcohol. Huge alcoholic jugs.
Oh, I know the Sally House.
But, I know.
Yeah, fond memory. But,
Ooh, we dug that one up, for lack of a better term.
I'm going to go
I wonder if that's an inside joke, though.
Conventions?
Conventions.
Very much so.
Conventions are among my favorite things in the paranormal community.
Oh, yeah.
Because it brings people together.
Oh, yeah.
It brings people together to talk about new ideas, to talk about, you know, even sad events, such as, you know, the past
Peter James.
Peter James.
Jackson, yeah.
People will be able to remember him, stuff like that. And where better to... meet other people in the paranormal community than to go to a convention.
Yeah.
And to that end, we are so excited about specifically one that's coming up in October. Is it like October 18th
through
21st?
You got it, exactly.
Like
October 18th through 21st.
It's not on my sheet. I have a defective sheet today, but so all this is coming off the top of my head, you guys.
I've been complaining.
I know. All he does is whine about
this. Rib.
All right, I'll have to put the stuff on the sheet from now on.
Is, of course, UNIVCON.
Yes, UNIVCON.
I am so excited about UNIVCON because, first of all, it's going to be huge. There's going to be tons and tons of, you know, the people that you see on the television. There's also going to be other people who you don't see, but who are doing on TV, who are doing phenomenal work.
Oh, yeah.
You get to interact with these folks. You get to talk to them. You get to attend their lectures. Of course, we'll be there raising mayhem throughout the entire long weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and there's going to be other things, too, such as we're sponsoring Doug Bradley, who, of course, Hellraiser was on TV last night.
Oh, were you? Did you?
I didn't.
You probably didn't watch it.
Not my kind
question.
Of movie, but
but you're like, hey, I'm gonna be hanging out with that guy.
But even I am familiar with Pinhead. So, dude.
Speaking of which, can we talk to Topher now?
Oh well, that's the whole thing. The whole lead up, all that lead up. One of my.
Don't worry, I'll take care of this one, Doug.
Blah, blah, blah. You can edit all that out.
Yeah. Yeah, I just pulled you out. All right.
But what we did, we're so excited about UNIVCON, which is where I was trying to go with that. We're so excited that we brought Topher Young.
Yeah.
He's one of the organizers. He is like he's our contact anyway into UNIVCON.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought him back on the show. We're going to do so every so often because telling you, we are that excited. So we brought back Topher Young. Topher Young, welcome back to Ghostly Talk.
How you doing, Topher?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me back on the show. I think it's actually more interesting and more entertaining to listen to you guys talk about it, too.
So. Well, Topher, there's a lot of stuff going on, obviously, with Unicron. We had you on not too long ago. You kind of, I think what we had you on last time was to kind of give us a good overview of what we were going to expect. And there's a lot of stuff with this particular, with a conference of this size, a lot of things change up until, or you add a lot of things onto it up until event time, right? And that's why we decided, you know, we wanted to have you come on the show here every so often to kind of give us updates or let us know what's going on with Unicron. So I'm going to give the floor to you, and let's see what you have to offer us.
Well, like you said, things change quite a bit. I mean, we start out with pretty much a set idea of what we're going to do, and then we're like, oh, we're going to go with this, and then as time goes on, we either build on it or we end up dropping certain other things. But we've been working nonstop, as most people probably know, or anywhere around the Unicron conference itself, nonstop for the past 6 months, mm-hmm. putting together this conference. Some of the newer things, we've been adding a lot of speakers, a lot of events and stuff like that. We're focusing a lot, but the nice thing about the Unicron this year is we've really noticed, and people have told us this before, but Unicron has transcended over the years into really the largest paranormal conference in the country.
Mm-hmm.
This year is becoming, it's more interactive. We're trying to make it more interactive for the guests and the attendees. Other things that came along with that, it's actually going to be publicized a lot more. There's going to be a lot more media attention. There are actually going to be national and regional media outlets that will be making their way to this year's conference, as well as a major television network.
Oh.
It's going to be at the conference and going to be attending the conference. We're actually having A&E coming to the conference this year. A&E is going to be at the conference this year. They're going to be doing a nice big presentation on the upcoming paranormal state, which is something else that PRS, the group I'm a part of, is doing as well. Obviously, we have Doug Bradley still, which you guys are going to be sponsoring that event. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the opening on Thursday. We're excited about him.
Awesome.
Had to make us come as early as possible, didn't you, Topher?
Because, like,
can we get the Ghostly Talk gang there?
How can we make these guys get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and have to leave?
We need them.
Oh, that's cool.
We'll put their event first.
Yeah.
That's
right. Well, it sounds like from what you guys are saying, it's going to be a lot of mayhem you're going to be causing. So I'm not sure if it was a good idea anyway.
By the way.
No, we look forward to it. We look forward to getting there as early as possible, actually.
I think you guys will enjoy it. Like, a lot of people that end up coming that come like the last couple of days, they do miss a lot of what the conference is about. And you truly have to be there all 4 days to truly experience what Unicron does and what Unicron is truly about. Doug Bradley, I mean, he's going to be our entertainer, our opener for there, which you guys are sponsoring, which is really cool.
He doesn't take our souls or anything, does he? That's not part of the thing
he's
doing.
We'll give him Scott's.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
It
wasn't written in the contract, but I can't guarantee anything. So.
If I'm ever to be off by somebody, give me Pinhead. I'm cool with that.
If it's not in the contract, I'll just have a talk with him. He can have Scott.
That's true. Barter Scott for
But that evening, we're also going to do... We got a surprise for everyone for Doug Bradley's event, too, that we haven't really talked to anyone about. So anyone that's going to be attending that event, there's going to be a surprise that even you guys won't even know about. So
wow.
That's going to be really cool.
I think there's going to be some surprises that you don't even know about. Have you heard about their Ghostly Talk kissing booth?
It's ran by Doug.
Okay, good.
It's ran by Doug.
Yeah, I run it. Great. So it's really cool. I'm just kidding. We don't really have one. Yeah,
I doubt that. We also have John Keel coming on, as I mentioned the last time.
Yes.
Wow.
He's going to be one of our major speakers, which we're really, really excited for. I also mentioned Lorraine Warren was coming on. The last time I wasn't able to talk to who we were having as our co-speaker. We said he was going to be a pretty big speaker, someone very, very important in the field. And we just recently announced it. So now Lorraine Warren, and we also have Father James LaBar.
Wow.
Who's also going to be talking alongside Lorraine Warren. We're very excited about that. And we're going to, and then the upcoming, one of the updates, we're going to actually have Ryan come on. He's going to talk more about Father James LaBar for those that don't know who he is.
Okay.
Then to close out the conference on Sunday night, we bring back our regulars, Jason and Grant from Ghost Hunters. They're going to shake things up this year, so anyone that's been there the past couple of years, they're actually going to be doing a different lecture. kind of going into how they got started in the paranormal and how they got into the things they're doing. So,
oh, they're not going to tell their secret, are they? It's a big secret. What are the what is these mysterious events that caused that made them take notice? That's the secret. Not even George Norrie. He was saying he couldn't get it out of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if exactly what they're going to be revealing, but they are going to do things a little bit differently this year. We like to try to shake things up a little bit and make sure that each year is different. And we asked Jason and Grant if they would be able to offer something new this year, and they agreed they're going to do a little bit different this year. Obviously, we have other speakers for workshops and stuff like that, and we have a lot of workshops this year, not only from people in the paranormal, but people in the professional field. We have psychologists. We also have doctors and stuff like that who are going to be presenting at the conference as well, which we're very excited about. So there's going to be a lot of education. That's also pretty much one of the major backbones of the conference itself. We have many workshops that are on the website that are not even announced yet. We have a lot more workshops that aren't even announced yet. So for people that are interested, just check out our website, which is unifcon.org, which www.univcon.org. Make sure to check it out. There's going to be updates constantly, which is within the past couple of weeks. We're updating constantly. It's something new that we're doing, paranormal debate. We started doing like something similar to that last year, but this time it's actually going to be a debate. We're going to talk about the pros and cons of the Ouija board.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, God. You know,
Get Duggan on it.
I got a guy for you. Yeah, you want to put Duggan on that, possibly, Topher.
I actually, when I was on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, I was sitting across the table from him, and I told him that basically the Ouija board has gotten a bad rap over the years, and all he'd have to do is look up Patience Worth, and I don't know if he ever did. I do know that they tried to do that experiment.
They had that recently, yeah.
But then they didn't actually go through with
it. Oh, I was so mad. To Topher.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything in case, you know.
Oh, whatever. I don't care.
Man,
I was so depressed.
But, yeah, that's definitely something that has been brought up here on Ghostly Talk as well. So that'll be a very lively debate, I'm sure.
It's probably going to be a very, very controversial debate, and I don't like to see people get heated or personal, but I'm sure it could very well happen, especially when it's surrounding something as controversial as a Ouija board, which has been around for years. And some people, you know, they're completely against it, other people are completely for it. We're probably not going to be whipping out Ouija boards at the conference, so for anyone that's looking for us to do that, it's probably not going to happen. So, another thing we're also doing, obviously, we have in what we call our IC committee, which is a new venture we're trying to do this year. Obviously, the paranormal community is very different. I mean, it varies in different aspects. People think of different ways. The one thing that we're trying to do is to form a committee where we have, like, the top people in the field kind of come together, and this is going to be a public event where people can come in and chime in as well. Mm-hmm. They're going to discuss the issues in the paranormal community and try to resolve issues and try to figure out exactly what we can do to try to come to a common ground, I guess, in the paranormal field when it comes to, like, research, the investigations, whether there's demonology or anything like that. We're also going to try to lay down guidelines and procedures within the paranormal field as well. This will all be published after the conference for people that want to use it. Now, this is going to be one of those things where people don't have to take advantage of what we say. It's not written in stone. Like, we're not trying to say, this has to happen, you have to do this. But we're trying to do something different. We're trying to lay down guidelines and procedures so people have something to go off of, so people not just wander around aimlessly. And it's something that's pretty much everyone together in the paranormal community is deciding upon. So that's something new that we're really excited for. That's going to be happening this year at this conference. They can find out more, again, on the website. There'll be a whole link. There's a whole bunch of links on the left-hand side. The IC committee is one of them. There'll be new stuff coming on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, we also have vendors. The vendors is going to be one of our bigger things this year. We've moved it to a very, very large room. So anyone wants to sell their paranormal gear, or they want to talk about and expose their paranormal groups to get their name out there, which there seems to be a lot of people that do want to get their name out there. They want to be a little more well-known. Or at least just network with other groups and stuff like that. They can come to this, come to the conference. They can purchase a vendor spot, which they will get a complimentary Unificon pass, so kind of lectures and stuff like that. So they're not spending more on the actual conferences and stuff like that. But they can attend these vendor spots. We have a lot of vendor spots. I mean, Go See Talk, you guys are going to be having a vendor spot as well.
Oh, we are?
We also have
Kissing Booth. Yes. I mean, vendor spot. Vendor spot. Yeah. Works out well.
Where are we going to get
all those? We'll put you guys right in the front so everyone has to pass you.
That'll be great for our beer pong idea.
Yeah, I like that idea. You know, here's the thing about the vendor booths, okay? And I've said this on previous shows, and maybe you guys will remember which one, I don't remember. But I said this about conferences and about vendor spots. I suggested to folks, you know, that ghost hunting groups, they do tend to set up, you know, tables.
Yeah.
And all they do, I mean, it's really amazing. They put up some of their best evidence. They put out maybe these little, like, scrapbooks or whatever of their, you know, their evidence. Some set up their laptops and have some headphones that you can listen to some of their EVPs.
Yeah, hands-on stuff.
They want you to go talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cost anything. You just go up to them and you say, "Hi, I ghost hunt in Northwest Ohio. How are you?" Or, "Hi, I ghost hunt in..." Or you don't even have to say that. You can say, "Hi, how are you?" And and talk to them. Start a dialogue.
Icebreaking 101 with Doug.
Exactly. I want people to start talking to other people.
Well, yeah.
I do want less drama, but I want mostly more communication. And when you're sitting there on the Satan's website.com. That's what you sound like when you type, by the way.
We still need that piece of foam for that.
Right, we need something. But when you're on that, you know, that SatanSpace.com, and you're linking up with all these people, you just got their pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is where you can actually shake their hand, or you can do the howie, you know, with the two fists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. You know, you actually get to meet people.
Yeah.
Get out of the basements.
Exactly.
Get out of the basements and get into real space, wetware, you know, where you're talking to people. And go up to these vendors, the ghost hunting groups, who've actually gotten, they care enough about ghost hunting to get a table and put people at that table and go talk to them.
Yeah,
that's what I want everybody to do. Pick a couple of them and go meet them. Shake hands. Give them a card.
You also find at these vendor spaces, too, that I've found it from going to all these conferences we go to, a lot of these people, they publish their own independent publications, too, I've found. And that's a good place to go and grab some stuff from people who are making their own, like the Pyra people, for example, Kenny and Pyra.
Yeah.
They make their own books, for God's sakes, that you can pick up.
Oh, I bought, like, it was like, I don't know, $6 or something for two books. It was dirt cheap. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, and stuff to check out.
And I got these things and I perused them. I think that it's amazing what these folks are doing.
Absolutely. What else is happening there? What else do we have to look forward to, Silver?
I mean, there's really a whole bunch of stuff happening. There's a lot.
When's the elite media party that nobody else is invited to other than Ghostly Talk?
Yeah, please announce it on the show.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there at the Ghostly Talk media party. That's where we'll be.
We'll have a private party just for Ghostly Talk, and then we'll announce it like the last day so everyone knows where it's at.
Excellent.
Well, I got to say, Topher, you know, we're real honored to be a part of this thing this year. We're really honored to be sponsoring Doug Bradley this year also. I mean, just for me, someone who I grew up watching on the big screen and on TV and all that stuff, it's going to be a real honor to hang out with Doug and get to ask him 1,000 questions and drive the man completely insane. Oh, he's met his match, I'm telling you. It's going to be so rough.
Fantastic.
Well, we also, like I said, we're also going to have Doug Bradley on you guys' show, which I just mentioned to Scott not too long
ago. That's coming up. Yeah.
That's coming up. So for the listeners that want to, you know, get a preface to Doug Bradley, he's actually going to be coming on the show. We're still working on the exact date, but we're talking with his producers. August 22nd, we're also having our speaker, Lorraine Warren, come on the show.
Yeah, that's something we haven't. That hasn't been scheduled yet because, you know, obviously Topher and I have to sit down on the phone some more and get that worked out. But that's something I have to add to the schedule for August because everybody knows we post the schedule at the beginning of the month. And sometimes it changes. I've had to put the disclaimer in there. Subjects change sometimes.
We're working on getting Lorraine Warren on the show. We're working on getting Doug Bradley on the show. As well as Ryan's going to be on the show, too. Ryan Buell, who's actually the founder of PRS and the founder of Univcon. So he'll have plenty of stories and some awesome stories to share about past conferences and the trials and tribulations that he's gone through putting together this this conference that has become pretty much the largest conference in the nation and become really the staple in paranormal conferences, which I'm sure you're very honored to be able to take a part in.
Oh, yeah.
And each year, I mean, it grows drastically. And it's due mostly to, and the reason why it's grown so much is because of the guests and attendees and, like, our sponsors, like Ghostly Talk and Taps Fair Magazine, who's really been just backed us up and, you know, hey, you know, we're totally for this conference. We'll help you guys as much as possible. So,
yeah.
You know, I do have to thank Ghostly Talk mostly just for the help they've put out for UNIFCON 2 this year. So.
Well, it's our pleasure. We love to do this kind
of
stuff.
I talked about it constantly at even other conventions. I just, like, absolutely cannot wait. That's going to be the, I think it's the creme de la creme. And,
yeah,
and you've got quite a guest list. It's an honor to even be part of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Topher, we appreciate you dropping in and giving us an update. Thank you so much again. And you're going to be coming back frequently. Ryan's going to be coming on, and we're going to have you coming back giving us updates on what's going on up until the event. So we're looking forward to talking to you again.
Sure will.
Topher, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Have a great one, guys.
Take it easy.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Does it automatically click off?
I don't know. Hopefully.
How do these magic things happen on the board? That's
I know.
I am so looking forward to it.
No, it's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool.
October 19th. What was it? Oh, I'm sorry, 18th through 21st, right?
And Topher's still here. 18th through 21st. Thank you, Topher.
I like that. I like that.
That'll actually be the first time in October that we have a conference to go to, and we have several this year.
Yeah, this will...
We've noticed that, and we've actually had conferences tell us that they won't book it in October because they don't want to compete with us. And it's like, it's not really a competition, but... They're like, you know, we wait for you guys to announce your date so we don't put up the same time because we don't want to.
Well, you know, it's understandable. I don't think it's really a matter of competition, but some people, I mean, when you get a huge conference like this, I mean, it's very difficult, I think, for other people to make smaller conferences on the same date.
Right.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to do that. I mean, it's just common sense, in my opinion. Unless you're like, you know, Donald Trump and you're trying to go after everybody, which I think is ridiculous, it makes no sense to do that. So you might as well just, hey, let's just
read. The cool thing is when we first started, conferences are always in October. Like, always, they seem to, like, flock around the October time. And now you see them all every month, all year round, there's a conference going on.
Yes,
so it's kind of cool. So people have the opportunity to kind of spread it out and go to different ones all over the time, all over the place, and anytime they want to.
Well, you know, it's a geographic thing, too. I mean, some people, as much as I think they'd like to, would love to come to UNIFCON, but when they're on the west side of the state, when you're on the west coast, it's very difficult to try to get over all the way here. So, you know, you may not be able to get the UNIFCON, but there may be some other conferences closer to their home, right? So, I mean, it's good to see all these conferences all over the country because it does give that locality some people need. Some people can't afford to fly. Some people can't afford to, you know, spend $500 on gas to drive somewhere. So it's nice to have something closer. So, you know, even with UNIFCON, thankfully, it's in driving distance for us.
Well, it's in State College, Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's driving distance to a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank heaven.
So, again, Topher.
It's only like 8 hours for you guys.
Yeah, it's about 8 hours. What, he's
eight?
At, yeah, it's 8 hours for us. Yeah.
Oh, I'll make it.
I used to live in Michigan. So
yeah,
I know,
Topher knows.
We'll make it in six.
We'll do it in six.
We're going to do it in 6 hours.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm driving that trip.
Yes, Bonnie's driving. We'll be there in six or less.
Topher, hang on the line for one more second.
You,
we are
going
to go to
line.
Break here, so hang tight, okay? Guys, yeah, UNIFCON, check it out. Topher, throw the website out one more time. Well, yeah, I always forget it.
UNIFCON.org, www.univcon.org.
Perfect.
Check that out, guys. We're going to go to break. Coming up, we have Christy Robinick going to be joining us on the show for a little bit to talk about the work she's doing. She's local, too. She's, like, local to the winery here.
Fantastic.
This is going to be super cool.
Wait.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Hey, Scott L.
I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1¼-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1¼-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
What are we made of? Why do I get sick?
How can I live a more balanced and whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
Buddha, Vishnu, the Dalai Lama, Isis, Baal. What do all of these ancient gods have in common with each other? They're all going down. World of the Unexplained, conservative paranormal talk. Big on God, big on guns. Our God can beat up your God.
Our next guest's involvement with the paranormal began at the tender age of three when she began playing and speaking regularly with spirits labeled imaginary friends by her parents. Today, Christy is an internationally renowned psychic medium. Her clientele ranges from young to old, law enforcement, clergy, politicians, physicians, attorneys, domestic goddesses like me, metaphysical professionals, and celebrities to everyday people. Her website is www.tangledwishes.com. I'd like to welcome Christy Robinette to the show. Welcome, Christy.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you.
It's good to talk to other Michigan people.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Right, yeah.
We were totally stoked that you were, you're not that far from us, actually. I don't want to be giving out, cities and stuff like that, but you're actually within, like, 40 minutes of where the Haunted Winery is here in beautiful Warren. So sometime we got to get together and hang out, I think.
I would love to do that. I honestly would. I'm a people person, and I love to meet people, so that'd
you
be
won't
awesome.
After you meet this group.
I'd have to think twice. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Well, you know, I've
be careful
met
what
him.
You say on the air.
I've met him, and I don't like him, so.
Wow. That makes for a great working relationship.
Yes, yeah. It does. Christy, you work with law enforcement, right? I mean, even here in Michigan, I mean, how much... I mean, I know Detroit's pretty bad, but how much happens in Michigan? I look around me, you know, they say if you seek a pleasant peninsula, look about you, right, for Michigan? I look about me, and I see a boring peninsula. So I don't know. But you work with law enforcement all over the place, right?
I do, and I actually, you know, nothing against Michigan, but I really don't like to work Michigan cases. I tend to be very controlling and very obsessive, and so I don't sleep when I'm working on a case. And if it's nearer to me, the less I'm going to sleep and the more I'm going to be involved in it. So I actually try to go out of state cases, and then if I have to travel, I have to work around my other schedules to get it done. So I'm not constantly involved in it. I have worked in a couple of cases, and, you know, the biggest one in Michigan here would be the Tara Grant case. So,
Whoa, really?
That was huge.
You're kidding me.
No, actually, I don't know if they're going to, like, you know, me saying this, because I do try to keep a low profile when it comes to the media and working on cases. One is I have a family, and I don't need a killer coming on my doorstep.
Understandable. So we can't talk about that then, right?
Well,
my address is...
If you were, I mean, why would you go after... somebody, like, who would obviously know. I think I'd stay away from that.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of death threats. I've had a lot of death threats working on cases.
Wow.
You know, and saying, well, especially when the media starts getting involved, you know, and then they'll interview me and what have you, and there's been a few in Ohio where they'll interview me and, you know, the killer's on the loose, and we know who he is, But they watch the newscast, and then, you know, my website's out there. All they have to do is call me, email me, what have you, and they're stupid. I mean, most of the killers are not, you know, the most brightest people out there. So they do. They you know, and then I just hand it over to the police. So it's a lot of fun. My
wow.
life is pretty exciting.
Well, yeah, that sounds, I know, it, well, we won't go too deep into that, we'll leave it alone, but yeah, that was a very, very, I'm sure, I think it hit nationwide news, the Tara Grant case here in Michigan, which is, again, a stone's throw away from where the Haunted Winery's at, also, mm-hmm. where it occurred at, yeah, it's been widely publicized here in Michigan. I'm sure it hit national.
It was all over national and international news on the CNNs and all that kind of stuff. So
just
it
Google
was, it was huge, and oh my gosh. But, of course, that's the one from Macomb Township where he's obviously been caught.
Oh, he was caught months ago,
And so,
now he hasn't been tried, so he's still, even though he's got a confession, he's still considered innocent.
Yeah, whatever.
Before.
That's true.
It's just crazy, but exactly.
Burn the witch! Burn him!
That's the state.
Sorry if I sound a bit ignorant, but you know what? I'm not buying this one, okay?
He did it.
Yeah.
They can't call you for the jury. Is that what you're saying?
Do not call me for
the
jury.
Do you know what? I live in Macomb County, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is where he lived and worked and killed, and or maybe not.
Beloved sociopath that he is, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't killed, no.
I actually did receive a jury questionnaire thingy just while we were away in Gettysburg.
You're kidding me.
So when I got back, I filled it out and sent it in.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Are you prejudiced against people who dismember their wives?
No, not at all.
Some of my best friends
have done that.
I'm not going to make fun of this. No, no.
One of your best friends did think about
it. Yeah.
All right. I'm not making light of the case whatsoever, but that's just kind of, I mean, for local people listening to the show here, so we do have a lot of people listening to the show. Right around the area. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
I'm on some kind of list, and I just know I'm going to be sequestered, and that'll put you through no end of pain, because I'm sure it'll go over on a Sunday. And then,
can we get Scott sequestered?
We could try.
I'll ask five minutes on that jury.
When I get in there, I'll ask him. I'll be like, I have a name for you. But, yeah, so that would be, like, totally scary if I got on that case.
Don't even say that, though, because I believe that the more that you focus on it, it's going to actually happen. So just say, you know, that's not the case they're calling me for. It's for a sillier case.
I know. I'm hoping for it, that it's like, you know, somebody stole some kid's lunch money or something on the playground. And that's the one that I want.
Which I'm sure they have plenty of cases for that nowadays before.
Well, you know.
I think it's all
I got
plastic.
Called for a bar fight, so doesn't.
Did you?
You get called for anything
wow.
anymore, man.
God, you live in Warren. That's like that's staple living
it,
in
though.
Warren.
That's normal.
The League of Extraordinary Paranormal Women. I wanted to hear more about this, actually, Christy. League of Extraordinary Paranormal Women. So you say that you're actually the co-founder of this group. Am I correct?
That is correct. Amy from Haunted Hillsdale, another Michigander,
mm-hmm.
and I formed this group, and it's not that we don't love you guys, we found that the women weren't getting as much credit as the men were when it comes to the paranormal, or we were sort of put into the category that, you know, like a psychic or a medium or even a ghost hunter that's a woman is, this sounds really bad, but is like heavy and ugly and has, you know, looks like a witch or, you know, doesn't bathe. You know, there's just this illusion that the women in the paranormal aren't glamorous or they aren't pretty or they aren't smart or talented.
Well, it kind of goes for the guys, too, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going ugly and heavy and doesn't bathe, and I'm like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I do bathe. But other than that, there we go.
I don't, though, however.
So, I think we fit your stereotype about women. No, here's...
Maybe you guys are women. Maybe.
Good question.
If they are, they're the ugliest women I've ever seen.
I'll check later.
Yeah.
The thing is, the paranormal women, I've noticed that there is indeed a lot of recognition being given now. Mm-hmm. It's due to efforts such as the League of Extraordinary Paranormal Women and other folks. I mean, authors... There's how many authors, and I know people who are doing DVDs now.
Oh, yeah.
Women doing DVDs, and, you know, they're heading up the project.
Jane Doherty on recently.
Jane Doherty. Yeah. It's just amazing stuff. So I noticed that there's more and more coming out, more and more presence. And it's really good to see because, you know, I don't know if I've noticed it myself, but I've heard the, you know, the stereotypes when men control things.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, leave us in charge of the paranormal, and it's just going to go to heck in a handbasket. So you don't want to do that. You want to definitely temper our madness.
But no, we're really excited of sort of, you know, doing that, and it's getting, you know, more, I don't want to say glamorous, because that seems so fake, but it's getting more real, I guess is what it is, mm-hmm. And that's sort of what we wanted to do, and we wanted to help other women who are sort of the unknowns, you know, not the ones that are known even on MySpace or all over their websites, but the unknowns that are in the paranormal, to sort of give them some sort of publicity. Well, so that's what we do, and for free publicity. You know.
Right. You know what I remember? I remember way back when, before Ghostly Talk even started, so we're talking Stone Age.
Yeah, okay.
Lucy Kias.
Ooh.
Was on TV all the time with them investigating, like, Eloise and stuff like that. She since has disbanded her group and things like that. Mm. I'm sure things got in the way. I mean, I know how, mm-hmm. how it gets. But... I mean, she was like a figurehead for me. I'd see her on, you know, on those, you know, those little snippets, the little teasers, you know, that they show on the news. This is our local news. I don't remember, 247 or whatever, CBS. Or Fox. Or, I mean, ABC. And she would go out with them, and they would do little investigations and things. And it was just, I was so looking forward to every segment. And so she was a bit of a role model.
Prominent, yeah, in the media.
To me. And she was very prominent. She would get out there and do her stuff. So I don't know if...
homegirls there, yeah.
I don't know if the whole industry, I don't know if it's an industry, but the whole
field.
Genre or field... Has taken some nasty twisted pretzel.
That's a new word.
I know, that's a twisted pretzel.
Word, yeah.
It's a twisted pretzel when your neurons are too close together. no, a twisted pretzel like twists and turns that, you know, because before I just thought she was like the bomb. And then now, it you know, ooh. Well... I don't know. I you're right. I hear mostly about
a lot
of male.
Well, maybe it's because, and Christy, I'd like you to chime in on this one. Maybe because the two main figureheads right now in the paranormal
Jason
field,
and Grant.
Jason, I mean, and they're males. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that at all, but I mean, the two prominent figures. If you think of ghost hunting right now, you think of Jason and Grant from Chaps.
Jason and Grant.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I do love ghost hunters, and I love Jason and I love Grant. But the thing is we get, you know, Ghost Whisperer. You know, we get Jennifer Love Hewitt, which is wonderful, but it's not real. Mm-hmm. And we get Medium, which again.
Oh, I'm
is
sorry
wonderful.
To hear that. Yeah. No, I do not.
That's
like.
Real. She just
I love the character that she's based on, or the, you know, the real person behind that. But I think that that Medium was cast absolutely horrendously, and they need what's it, Patricia Arquette.
Don't even get me talking about her, because I think that that's the worst actress in the world for that.
Oh, we're getting
you
together.
And Doug need to sit down and have coffee.
We gotta have coffee, or we have to have Diet Pepsi. I'm telling you, because she has exactly one expression or one emote, and that's like mild shock. She's mildly shocked about everything, and I don't know how she got an Emmy for that, other than...
I don't either.
The other
I don't
ones... I heard, though, that if the other people are too contentious or whatever, a lot of voters for the Emmys, the people who vote for them, which is like the members or whatever, they will go with the least controversial. So evidently she was the least controversial of the picks. But
well, it's not even that, but she doesn't have acting skills.
I agree. I mean, that was poorly cast. I think.
And And the show, the script is actually very good. I don't watch, and I get a lot of people, a lot of clients who ask me, you know, do you watch Medium? And I'm like, no, because that's my life. And, you know, I don't, if I was a cop, I probably wouldn't turn on Cops. You know, I'm just not going to watch my life. It's just too boring, I guess, for me. But the script is actually written pretty well. There was, I had turned it on real quick. My husband's snoring on the couch, and I had turned it on real quick late one night, and it was about, she had called, she kept seeing a plane crash. She was calling, you know, the airport or whatever, the FAA or whoever it is to report that she kept seeing these visions. And it, she kept saying, you know, well, what do you mean you want my address? Well, what do you mean you want this? Well, what does it matter? And her husband on the show, who I actually do like the casting of her husband on
yes,
the show,
he was saying,
you know, hang up, you know, just hang up. And it, I just roared because I can't tell you how many times I called the FBI to tell them, like, some of my visions that were so real. And my husband's like, do you realize you're going to get kidnapped? Hang up the phone. Don't tell them anything. So it was just so, that was really real, and I had to really laugh at that. But she did. She was like, oh, my God. And that was, like, as much expression as you got out of her.
Yeah, that sounds like it was a very powerful scene for her.
It was truly.
You're also a paranormal investigator also, Christy. Am I correct?
I am, and I think it kind of goes hand in hand with being a medium. You know, I really don't like the term psychic, but I do put the psychic medium in front of that because people don't know what a spirit medium is. They don't get it. So I do put psychic medium in front of that. But I am a paranormal investigator. That's one of my, along with the police cases, that's probably my second love other than doing readings and stuff. That probably goes on the ladder as my niece's favorite thing to do in this sort of a field. But because it's more fun for me. But I just love going ghost hunting. I absolutely love it. I just went to a house a few days ago, I think it was on Thursday, that has demonic activity.
Ooh.
I've gone to a house with a demon. So it was really, really neat. And I am not a demonologist.
Yeah.
I have worked with several different priests and demonologists, you know, with regards to it. And I was just sort of getting a feel for the house, and I'm writing a book about it. But that was really fun. And they said that I could actually do an investigation, and the house is up for sale, obviously, you know, because of the activity. But they said once the house sells, once they sign those papers, you're like, come on in and, you know, do an investigation. But until then, we don't want you doing any EVPs or doing anything. But the pictures they have from just, you know, every day, the house is just really nuts.
Oh, it sounds like the new Ghostly Talk World Headquarters.
Yeah, okay. Well, one of the things that, when I was going through our show notes and stuff here, Christy, one of the things that I saw you mention was, you know, paranormal investigations with a psychic and how to use one wisely. And I know there's a lot of teams out there, lots of groups out there, clubs, whatever you want to call them, that they do employ, you know, a medium or psychic or sensitive type people. When you say choose one wisely, I mean, how to use one wisely, what would be some pointers on that? I'd like to get this out to the people out there that are doing this stuff.
I think the main pointer is to not let the psychic lead the investigation. I think that that's a huge problem, and I actually have a science background. I have a degree in physics, so I have that scientific method, you know, instilled in me. But a lot of psychics don't have that. So I think that you have to make sure that, you know, if you're the head of the paranormal investigation group, that you actually lead it with doing the EVPs, with, you know, doing it with your scientific equipment, and not just having, you know, a lot of times I work with a lot of different groups. You know, I'm sort of like a freelancer with the groups. I work with several different Metro Detroit groups and in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And what some of them do is they're like, okay, we want you to go in and we want you to find out who's haunting the place, why they're haunting the place, you know, and go through all that. And then they use their equipment to back it up. And I personally don't agree with that. I think that I should sit quietly, figure out what I hear, what I see, write it all down into a journal, time it, do everything that way while they're doing the science part of it. It's okay to say, well, do you feel anything? Is anything touching you?
Yeah.
Because normal people, you know, even, you know, you don't have to be psychic to be sensitive. you know, so you're still going to feel that. I know a lot of problems that a lot of the groups are having are these people jump on the bandwagon and psychic, and they really aren't. You know, it just sounds really good. You know, I'm psychic.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I really wanted to get this out. I mean,
well, I really like that approach, you're talking about using you as an instrument to investigate the place, as opposed to using you as the leader of the investigation, you know.
That's a great way of putting it, exactly, as an instrument and not as the lead of it.
Because people, you got to figure, people are wandering around with their thermometer, you know, their digital thermometers or their cameras or their EVP recorders or their video cameras or their, you know, whatever. They're wandering around, they're using these instruments. And they're effectively taking measurements and hopefully jotting down in a journal, right? Any anomalies that they should hear or see or capture. And so you're talking about going in with your ability the same way. You go in and you sit there, you've got a journal and you're keeping this down, you know, and you're not the focus of the investigation at that point. I really like that. Have you been to Bath, Michigan?
No, but I have wanted to.
Okay.
I do know that there's an awful lot of paranormal activity in Bath, Michigan.
And that's related, of course, to another of your topics, children.
Mm-hmm.
It was until, what, Columbine or until VU or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's why it sounds familiar. Okay.
It was the bloodiest and deadliest school shooting ever for a long time. And the memorial there is phenomenal.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
I just think that, well, it would be a very sad time, you know, at the same time, a very honorable time, because you would be honoring the memory of the of these kids. And it's just such a powerful place.
Yeah, it really is. We've actually had the chance to go there and hang out, and it really is one of those places where you read what's happened there, and you're like, oh my God.
I want to go. If you get it, Chrissy, contact me when you've got a free weekend. We'll tool up there.
Okay, great. Yeah. I would love to do that, because I actually work in an education environment, and one of the things that I do in my normal job is security for education. So, I mean, that sort of hits all around, you know, with me. I'm going, Beth, why does that sound familiar?
And there's supposed to be activity, of course, you know, tragedy, of course, but at the same time, honoring the memory of them, of those kids, and just
and that's
amazing
an
memorial.
Part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the important part of it, because a lot of people take advantage of the morbid part of it instead of, you know, the sensitive part of it, too. And that's really important. And I think if you give the spirits and you give the ghosts, you know, some sort of respect, you know, you're going to get respect in return. And I'm thinking that that's where we get a lot of the groups that aren't doing that. You know, they're thinking they're going to become rich and famous, you know, doing this. And I don't know. You and I both know that doesn't happen very often.
That's one in a billion.
Exactly.
Your website, of course, is www.tangledwishes.com. That, of course, is permanently linked up.
Oh yeah,
at the Ghostly Talk website. So
as we speak, it's
listeners can go there and because we only have like 1 minute left.
Yeah,
so
we have a break. Unfortunately,
we have to go to break. But
We do have to hang out.
We do have to hang out, Chrissy. It's we're too close together.
I would love to. You know, please give me a call. We're actually filming a movie in 2 weeks. I'm filming another part of a pilot for a television show.
Okay.
And so August is taken, but September and October is almost free. So I would love to.
Wow. Let's definitely get together. We live too close together to have such an intimate thing like this on the radio show to not get together and at least have a cup of coffee and talk for a few minutes, I think.
I would love to. That would be great.
Chrissy, would be fantastic.
Hang on the line for 1 second. Okay, Chrissy, we're just going to go to break here.
Okay.
Don't forget, tangledwishes.com. Christy Robinette, a local Michigander.
Always good talking to the home
and
girls and guys.
Hopefully we'll be able to take her out to Bath, Michigan.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
The place is insane.
One thing we didn't mention yet.
Oh, you know what we forgot to mention, everybody?
We forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show.
I was going to be here in Michigan, and you two...
I don't think we should reveal.
Well, we're not going to reveal it at all.
Of course. We're going to be in a secret location.
We were supposed to be, yeah.
That fell through, didn't it?
Well, technical issues and logistical issues kind of killed us this weekend. We had some issues with the equipment, and I didn't want to leave the state when not everything was working 190% efficiently. So that was one thing. And then we just had scheduling issues, too. So we're going to do this special secret location type thing here down the road pretty soon. But this weekend, yeah, that's why we're actually at the Haunted Winery this weekend.
Yeah.
So a few people are wondering, well, I thought these guys were supposed to be somewhere else this weekend.
We are indeed broadcasting live from the Haunted Warren Winery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys, area code 605-475-8590, and then when they ask, 555-1081.
Yeah.
That's our caller line. You can call in and just listen to Ghostly Talk. And, of course, that's the only way to participate in the question-answer thing.
It's coming up. I don't know when, but it's coming
up. Trivia question.
Don't know when.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just sit there on the edge of your seats. We are going to go to break, though. We'll be right back after this.